Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I was doing a show, if you want to call it that. I was doing the wigs and wit competition at Cocktail and over on Central.
Yeah,
very humbling experience, by the way. I was undefeated in wigs and wit competitions, and of course, I haven't done one in 2 years, so I don't know if maybe the times have changed and. Maybe they just don't like me anymore.
Oh, no.
I was the first comic to go up, you know, which is always a rougher spot.
Yeah.
But the comics were me, a very funny guy from Fort Myers, Rob Russell, and then Lauren Lance, who's also very good. And they hated me and Rob. They
just
Yeah. They hated me more than Rob.
Mm-hmm.
So the drag queens actually judge us.
Sorry, before you get started, is Rob, does he look... like me and you?
He actually has a mullet.
Like a mullet.
With lines shaved in the side.
A white.
Oh, yeah, definitely that.
Definitely a white.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if that matters.
I don't know if it does either. I'm just curious.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is he, does he like...
he looks like Joe Dirt's cousin.
Does he like, or...
I think he has a girlfriend. I think he's straight.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I'm just...
Which I don't know why that matters either.
I don't know. Maybe he just ate a big old D. I don't know, man.
It's up to him, man. If he wants to do it,
I'm not gay no more.
But, yeah, so I went up there, and speaking of eating a big old D, that's what I felt like, dude. It was just... you know what? And there was some comics there hanging out, you know. Hugh Carey was there. Kevin Taylor and his lovely wife, Victoria. Right?
Victoria, yeah.
I sometimes call her something else. I don't know why. She just reminds me of somebody from high school. But she, they were there. So they, you know, they got to watch me eat it. And in a way, it felt good. You know what I mean? When all you do is win. Sometimes you need to be knocked down a notch. Sometimes you need to know what it feels like to be a big fat loser asshole. You know?
It's good to be humbled.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Not that I'm ever too high on my, you know, my horse or anything. I hate myself, right? But
Yesterday you were like, yo, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to crush these fools.
Well, if I got to the finals, they're dead because I'm going to sing my song. I'm not going to lip sync it, right?
Right, right.
Not like these old fake asses out there lip syncing everything. Oh, good for you. I'm a real entertainer, people, okay? I'm a professional.
Kill Whitey.
That was actually the wrong button.
Kill Whitey.
What is going on?
Happy coincidence.
Oh, the monitor's messed up again. Anyhoosers. I got to turn it off and on because I was hitting the buzzer and it was just doing anything but that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Lauren ended up advancing to the finals and like they loved her a lot. You know, Rob actually scored like they do it three judges up to 10 and I got a 9, 8, and 8 for a total of 25 points.
Mm-hmm.
Rob got 3 9s for 27. And then Lauren got 10, 10, 9 for 29. So I was the last place guy.
Man.
I ate it hard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I enjoyed a couple of local brewery, St. Pete Brewery. Have you drank their stuff?
I have, yeah.
They have a nice orange wheat.
Mm-hmm.
I had a couple of those.
That's their flagship beverage, I believe.
Quite delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was kind of a shock toppy type of deal. And, yeah, so I had that, and I just kind of hung out and... You know, and then, you know, when I found out I wasn't going to be in the finals, you know, the Jeff Klein books the show. He's like, hey, why don't you go ahead and get to your show? And I was like, yeah. So I hauled ass. Jander Gray was there. He's a comic that makes his own soap. Gave me a bar for you.
I see that. Thank you, Jander.
Yeah.
If you're listening, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm a bar soap man.
He knows that, I guess. And he actually chased me outside. I was almost to my car, and he ran out there. He's like, Johnny. And I'm like, oh, did I forget something? He's like, give this to Will.
He probably rubbed it all over his genitals and stuff,
uh-huh.
But that's okay.
I hope so.
It's all right. I'm going to use it when I get home tonight, Jander, if he's listening.
There you go. Yeah. Phone lines are open if you'd like to join us. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. Also, hit us up on the social media. Twitter at Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show, home underscore made underscore man, hashtag B-holes, hashtag fat asses, also at 1025 The Bone. Make sure you're tagging The Bone on all your shout outs. Now, we're just going to flood The Bone social media with all the B-hole stuff from now on. They need to know, Will.
Mm-hmm.
They need to know.
Yep.
And we got tickets we're going to be giving away.
That's right.
Maybe tomorrow and Friday.
We have tickets tonight.
Tonight and tomorrow.
Tomorrow and Friday.
Well, they have to pick them up by Friday or there's
no, they
an email.
Just email them now. COVID, man. They just email everything.
Whoops. I hit the ding dong. I don't know what's going on. All right. Any hoosers.
You gotta jiggle the cord.
Oh, that's what she said. Yeah. Should have jiggled some cord at the cocktail. That might have
helped. Yeah. So we got to figure out how to do that. But we do have tickets for 311.
Good.
Yeah.
Great band.
Uh-huh. Do you like 311?
I don't know.
I like some songs.
What's a big song by them?
I like Down. That's like one of their old ones. But yeah. Amber, that song. Amber is the color of the energy.
Pardon? What happened?
You know that one?
I remember when I was younger, there was a theory that 311 was like they were racist because the K is the third or the 11th letter in the alphabet.
Yeah.
And it was like three Ks, and that's right. What they meant.
Right.
But
right.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true either. Yeah. But who does? Yeah, here, this song. Pop me up.
Okay. Are they going to curse?
I hope not.
F you. F you.
Oh, you never heard this?
Nope.
This is a jam.
Don't sound bad.
Yeah. Here, here's the one you probably do know, though.
Uh-huh.
There's this one.
I mean, I'm sure there's something I know.
This one you know? Definitely know, 100%. Yeah. Nothing yet?
Nope.
Really?
Uh-uh.
I feel like you're me right now.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard this.
Dude, this is a huge song.
No idea.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I know the chorus.
Me. All right.
Sucks.
Yeah, I don't like this one.
Yeah, that's hot doo-doo garbage.
Ugh. Yeah, Down's way better.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. I mean, we probably like this. Oh, God. Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to add that to my rejoiner list.
Oh, God. No, don't
do that. Yeah, brother.
I mean, you got like, this is the kind of music I listen to when I'm at home chilling. Little Freya Ridings. You know who this is?
No.
Oh, this is just heartbreak music, man. This is a song that she wrote after she had a really bad breakup. And this actually what blew this British girl up and made her super famous.
Like is this one Olivia, song. Olivia Rodrigo?
Nah, this is a British broad. This song's called Lost Without You. I mean, it will break your heart. Well, everybody's been through this. And it's so sad. So sad. But it's just, woo boy. Yeah, this song's being covered by a lot of people right there. Let me get into it. Oh, you got to listen to this. Oh, this is heart wrenching.
You said I want to see the world.
Where's it go?
Go.
Listen to this chorus. Listen, man.
Letting go,
love. This just sucks. Stinky,
you stinky.
Stinky poo.
Anywho.
I'd rather listen to Amber is a color of your energy.
Your anal G.
Yeah.
727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. So we'll give a pair of tickets away tonight. We'll figure out some way to do it in the second hour.
I think we should just have follow the shows.
Okay.
And follow us.
I like that.
Follow us, follow the show.
Show some initiative, people.
And then message me proof that you did that, and I'll pick somebody to go to the show. First one, I should say, dude.
Yeah, do that. Do that. We will do What the Hell News. Of course, it is the super short show, so we'll get that in just a little bit here. Also, don't forget Instagram, Johnny B Tampa, the Johnny B Show, home underscore made underscore man. As a matter of fact, everything but Twitter, I am Johnny B Tampa, and that guy is home underscore made underscore man. On earth. And also hmbradio.com is Will's podcast. New episode every Sunday at midnight religiously. So go ahead and subscribe if you subscribe to podcasts. And if you don't, start doing it, bitch. It's 2021. What are you doing? It's free entertainment. What do you want? You know, you want us to just come to your house and do a show in your living room? Nah. You got to subscribe to stuff. God damn it. JohnnyBComedy.com for all of your Johnny B needs, including merch for the Johnny B Show. You can get hoodies and T-shirts and tank tops and all that crap. Just go there and find it and stuff. Also, my calendar's up there. Tomorrow I'll be back in St. Pete redeeming myself at Bayboro Brewing. Damn it. You know what I mean? If I eat it tomorrow, I quit comedy.
Really?
Done. Yeah, I'm done.
What time's your show tomorrow?
8 o'clock.
You'll be back here by 9?
Nope. No, God, no. No.
Oh.
No. I'm going to be late. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because there's 17 comics before me, it seems. No, I think there's like 6 comics, but they're only doing like 7 to 10 minutes a piece or something.
Okay.
And I'm doing like 25 minutes. Oh,
so we're talking probably
10 o'clock.
10:30.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So the first hour would just be like you and Pee-Pee or you and Cherokee or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be
that.
Fine, Will.
That's fun.
But I'll be here Friday. Everything's fine.
All right.
Yeah, girl, you know what I'm saying. I know you are lost without me. Oh, yeah.
I've been strong
oh,
so
God. Just gets right to the bottom of your soul. She's hurting. She's hurting. This is how I felt on stage at Cocktail earlier. Oof. I know. I was looking over at the other two comics, and you know, while I'm up there, and they're sitting right off the side of the stage, and they could feel it. They just knew the pain I was going through. I was like, yeah, this is bad. Mm-hmm. You know, and Jeff did say before the show, he goes, look, this is kind of a bar gig. So the crowds aren't really what you expect in a comedy club. And I'm thinking, well, I kill it in bars. What are you talking about? Like, I love bar gigs. But now I know what he meant. Yeah.
You know, it's weird with, I think we talked about it before, but it's weird how I've seen comedians in comedy clubs not really do that well.
Yeah.
And I've seen comedians, you know, or just around here at bar shows I thought did great.
Yeah.
But there's just nothing there. Mm-hmm. It's all about atmosphere.
Yeah. Like, I could tell people were laughing, but it was just like they didn't really care about comedy. They were there more for the drag show.
Yeah.
And it was like people were just kind of talking at their tables and stuff, not really paying attention to you.
Right.
So I can't take it personal. I know that my material works. I know that I'm a good comic. So I'm not.
I mean, crickets? Was it one of those experiences where you hear crickets?
No. You know, you hear people talking to each other, and then, you know, you hear some people laughing. But there were some jokes I did where moans, like they just hated me.
Oh, what do you mean? Like
No, like.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And at that point,
not
I'm like,
moans.
Yeah. At that point, I'm like, that's you. You know what I mean? If you're gonna allow yourself to be upset or you know, be offended by a joke, and screw you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to feel bad if somebody is hypersensitive to something that I'm talking about. As a matter of fact, I made a topical joke that should have got moans, and it got laughs right at the beginning. I mean, something topical. Yeah. I don't know if I should say it on air.
Yeah, why not?
I said it was hot in there, and I was sweating like Brian Laundrie's parents.
Oh, well, that's not that bad.
It crushed. That joke did.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.